G'day, this is Nurky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time with yet another excerpt from this week's episode of The Conspiracy Hour for February 25th, 2006. This is the Tech Talk segment of the show, dealing with the chemtrail busters using Orgon technology and going a little bit into the HARP technology. You can listen to this show at 8 to 9pm Saturdays GMT, nettalkradio.co.uk. Enjoy.
Time for TED Talk.
Now, for what some of you may have noticed called chemtrails, which have been prevalent in the skies over Northern America for the past couple of years and have been making appearances at other locations in the world. There's a lot of controversy about why the planes are making these chemtrails and that they may not even actually be part of a conspiracy. They may just be ordinary precipitations from aeroplanes. However, I would like to beg to differ, but I'm going to save that for another show or a podcast. What this tech talk for this week is going to be is about the chemtrail buster. Adapted from an old device using what's called Orgon energy to disperse clouds, stop rain, etc., Don Croft had developed a device to disperse chemtrails in the skies above his house. And now thousands of people in Northern America are using it to disperse the chemtrails above their houses. For information about this strange device, go to worldwithoutparasites.com/chemtrails.html. That's chem as in chemical. And educate-yourself.org/ct/goodbye-cts-10jan02.shtml. It's 10 and 02 as in the numbers. You can find the link to the second site from the first site. The first one was worldwithoutparasites.com/chemtrails.html. The part of the chemtrail buster titled the Orgon Generator comprises of metal shavings, magnets, crystals, and sometimes a Mobius coil or spiral coils. And it could also be known as a holy hand grenade for those that believe in the Orgon energy system of what the Chinese would call qi. Eventually, there's got to be a scientific analysis of this device, but I don't think anybody's bothered because a lot of people that still have their sanity would usually disregard this as just being some crazy dude deciding to make toys and selling them to gullible people for a huge amount of money. I'm not too sure exactly how, in a scientific term, one could explain this Orgon chembuster, or chemtrail buster, or cloud buster as it's also been called. Considering that magnets exert a field rather than a wave or a ray, you would need to use a focused stream of particles to dissolve any metallic elements using a magnetic field. The only way to disperse the magnetic properties of the chemtrails above your house would be to shoot up a particle stream from a device fixed to your roof, which would require a lot of power and would not sell as $500 devices on eBay. A way that they could disperse the generic properties of the chemtrails instead of attacking the metallic components of what's being dropped down could be to use a highly powered LED to superheat the particles into dispersing and igniting, and not dropping down on the house. However, craft flying overhead would be hit by this beam and would complain about it to the federal police, and you'd have someone knocking on your door within a day or so of having the device put up. Basically, the only way that I can think of this actually working is if they've decided to incorporate some unknown energy source into what they're calling Orgon energy, which is just a rip-off of the Asian qi form of energy, which scientifically still has not been proven. Given that it's nearly impossible to detect Orgon energy, these people could sell these devices at excessive amounts of profit to gullible people who would believe them and would not have any way of detecting whether or not the device actually worked. It would all work on pure faith, which brings me down to the argument that is this really a placebo effect that's getting people to use their own form of energy, it has nothing to do with an Orgron energy, to disperse the clouds above their houses. Using an unknown method of focusing electrical current through the air and wireless transmission or conductivity of electricity, we could disperse some of the metallic elements in these chemtrails. But using a small device with some resin, metallic shavings and a coil is not going to do the job. The only machine that would be capable of doing this is the HARP technology, which is supposedly a group of antennae using specific frequencies of radio frequencies that bounce off the atmosphere and blanket the planet at specific frequencies inside the Schumann cavity, which is a section of the upper atmosphere at which there is no atmosphere, but resonates at a frequency of 8 Hz. Now, using the HARP technology to resonate or to hyper-accelerate energy through this part of the atmosphere at 8 Hz, and then it cascades down into the ecosphere and affects all the biological entities living in this part of the planet. And some may argue that it would even affect the actual planet's frequencies itself. However, both these arguments are very hard to prove. Hence why HARP has not been under public scrutiny, because of its secrecy and the inability for the people to grasp the concept of why they would need to hyperaccelerate electricity through the Schumann cavity in the upper atmosphere. It came about as a result of Nikola Tesla's studies in the early 20th century, mostly relating to radio technology and the transmission of electricity through atmosphere instead of using traditional conductivity methods. HARP is an abbreviation, H-A-A-R-P, which stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, or program. It was originally built as a testing station to hyper-accelerate electrons and atmospheric particles in the Schumann cavity to allow transmission of energy from one part of the planet to every part of the planet. It was part of Nikola Tesla's grand design of free, unlimited energy for the entire planet. Unfortunately, it was integrated by the American government and is now being used as what the harp.alaska.edu website claims, a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere, with particular emphasis on being able to understand and use it to enhance communications and surveillance systems for both civilian and defense purposes. They're claiming it's for communications and surveillance. I would beg to differ. I think that they're going to be using cascading resonance in the Schumann cavity to mess with the frequencies in the human brain and all the other entities that live on this part of the planet. All the other animals, that is. Given the ability to focus a beam of a specific frequency over a certain part of the atmosphere, not just the Schumann cavity, the HARP technology would be able to control part of an entire city by resonating at a certain group of frequencies with specific amplitudes that would control the people living under that part of the beam. No, this isn't just some crazy dude saying, hey, look, they're using some death ray to control everybody's minds and drive us all crazy. Do a little bit of research and have a look at some of the information about HARP on the internet and make your own decisions. Because apparently in New York, in I think it was the 40s, it was used and stopped one of the power plants in New York City and drove everybody to mass hysteria and panic. So go out and have a little bit more research on HARP technology and make your own mind up about it. Infinite